Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WHAI. Yesterday on our show, Kat revealed that she is contemplating taking a solo summer vacation.
All by myself.
And we mentioned that that may not be the best recipe for Kat, because Kat is an extrovert. She likes being around other people. If you get energy by being around other people, then great, you are you're an extrovert. But if being around other people drains you, there's a part of you that's an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
And if Kat wanted to go and spend time alone on an island, a lot of people worried about that. However, a couple of listeners, just so you know, reached out to me individually.
Oh, they did?
Yes, they did. One said I was able to, what the best vacations I've ever taken have been by myself. The worst vacations to take are with a group of girlfriends who can't decide what to do on the trip. And so we all end up doing our separate thing and then hating each other the entire time.
Oh, that makes sense.
Let's see. Who is this who texted in this morning when we referenced it? She said the best thing she could ever do is take time to herself. This is what every mother wants for Mother's Day, is a long weekend away. I don't disagree with that. And then who was it? Was her name Rebecca? Listener Rebecca, she said that here's the problem if Kat goes on a solo vacation to an island. Based on what we know about Kat, it's pretty likely that she'll end up falling in love with some cabana boy. She'll move away from Fort Wayne right after her 22-year-old son finally just moved here so she could be next to Pablo the pool boy. Is there any truth?
I mean, that's
she's
just
sort of right.
I mean, maybe a little
you
bit.
You have
like my 22-year-old son did just finally move closer to me. He now lives 7 minutes away versus three and a half hours away. And I'm going to fall in love with Pablo the pool boy at some tropical resort.
Who's massaging you with coconuts and pineapples. And the next thing you know, you're going to leave the show, uproot yourself, and go live in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make better choices than that.
No.
I mean, I make pretty good choices.
What?
Between the two of us on this show, I make the better choices between... I can't even say that with a straight
face.
What
do you mean, better choices? What to wear each day? Maybe.
Yeah.
That might be the only kind of life choices. No way. First step to solving a problem is admitting you have one.
Well, maybe I have a little bit of a problem.
You are the most impulsive person I've ever met in my life.
I know. I do impulse on a lot of things.
And you never want to make yourself happy. All you want to do is make other people happy.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on that with my my counselor.
Yeah.
Which isn't you, by the way.
It should be.
you want my $20 copay.
Yes, I want your every day. You owe me $20. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI, getting set for a new episode of Random Facts. This is where you accidentally get smarter on our show. Hey, reminder, this is the final week, just so you know, of our Swiftest Waits at Taylor. Four qualifying slots remain. So you need to be listening today through Friday, one at a time. Our one qualifier each day, be listening for back-to-back Taylor Swift songs when the second one starts to play. That is when you want to be caller 13. More details are at magic951.com. Random Facts is our version of Radio Potato Chips.
Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. I wasn't ready for
I'm sorry. There we go. Radio Potato Chips. There we go. All right.
Right on cue.
Thank you. Yep, that's right. Timing is everything. Coming up, we have the Summer Olympics. Random facts, even though the Soviet Union hasn't competed in the Summer Games officially since 1988.
Is that because they were banned for doping or something?
Well, there was that, and then they had to become something else, and then it was like the People's Republic. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Still, even though they haven't competed, I mean, now they're Russia. They haven't competed since the Soviet Union. Since 1988, the Soviet Union still is the second all-time in medal count.
Are you serious?
Behind wow. America. Yeah.
Well, you know, when they're like accused of doping and such, cheaters.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's All right, let it go.
I like the Olympics.
I can tell.
I don't think you should cheat, though.
Random facts. The 9 biggest states have more people in them than the other 41 combined. California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio, Georgia, and North Carolina have more states in it than the other 41 combined.
Has more people than... Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Random facts. The USDA has 1.5 billion pounds of cheese stashed in caves in Missouri.
What? What for?
Apparently, this process started about 75 years ago as part of a plan to stabilize dairy prices in the country.
Huh.
But now it's mainly used for food assistance programs. 1.5 billion pounds of government cheese are stashed currently in caves in Missouri.
I hope they're sealed off pretty good, right? I mean, it is a cool, dry place. Well, actually, caves are pretty wet.
I would say they're pretty wet.
Yeah, those are pretty wet.
Yeah. Random facts. Bob Ross, the painter.
Yeah, with the big fro.
And the friendly little trees.
Yeah, happy trees.
He taped all those episodes in Muncie.
Yeah.
At Ball State University. But anyway, Bob Ross was almost as famous for his curly hair as he was for his paintings. But it was all a lie. You see, before he got famous, he permed his hair as a way to save money on haircuts because he didn't have any money.
Oh.
And once it became a signature look of his, he stuck with it.
Huh. That's interesting.
Sandy and Kat, random facts. Are you just making this up as we go?
I was trying to until you turned on the microphone.
Well, the song ran out. It's sort of our job. Sandy and Kat, Price is Right. It's a traveling game show with real prizes that's coming. And it does have popularity. I think they've been to the embassy a couple times.
Yeah.
Every now and again, they show up at Harrah's Hoosier Park Racing and Casino down in Anderson. And that's where they're at this time. We have a pair of tickets to go see them Sunday, September 15th at 3 p.m. I know, Kat, I think last time, between you and me and the moon, the show was so popular, they added like a second show.
Yeah. Well, there's two shows at Harrah's Hoosier Park Racing and Casino, and this is for the 3 o'clock show in the afternoon. They're 3 and 7.
Okay. See, I knew I was...
Yeah.
I thought it was remembering.
It is so popular. I got to tell you. It really is.
Got to like it when the game show comes to you and you don't have to go to Hollywood. But Kat has come up with her own Price is Right game, and you can call in and participate at 260-467-9500 if you'd like to go be an audience member who could be asked to participate in the Price is Right Live. Now, Kat, what's the game that you've come up with for the radio?
I'd like to do the high-low game, which is I'm going to describe a product to you, and then I'm going to give you a price, and you tell me if that price is too high or too low. I mean, that's the way they play it on television, so I think I'm just going to stick to the regular rules of that.
All right. So
not try to alter it.
Yeah, Kat has her skinny microphone right now.
Right.
That you have.
Yep.
That you and Drew Carey and Bob Barker share, and you are going to try to give away Price is Right tickets. All right. Very good. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Good morning. Hi. Turn your radio down. What's your first name?
Bailey.
Bailey.
Hi, Bailey.
All right, Bailey.
Bailey.
Kat, one more time, because Bailey was probably calling in at the time you were explaining this. Can you work in a quick example or explanation so Bailey knows how to play the game successfully?
Okay, Bailey. Say I have one zucchini in my cart, and I'm going to give you the price of $2.50. You tell me if that's too high or too low.
Okay. All right. That's the example.
That's the example.
Don't answer that.
You don't have to answer that.
And if you get two out of the three
right.
Two
out of the three right, you win the tickets.
All right. Here we go. Price is Right on the radio. High-low game. Bailey, I know. Bated breath. Here we go.
Here's what's in my cart. I have a box of Betty Crocker Suddenly Salad. It's the 7.7 ounce box.
Jeez, a piece.
I'm buying it at Kroger. It is not on sale. And that price is $3.25. Is that too high or too low?
Oh, my God.
Too low.
Oh, no, Bailey. It is too high. Oh. It is too high. They actually have those right now, not even on sale, for $2.99.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Bailey, you got to get these last two.
Don't worry, Bailey. It's, I mean, it's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Go ahead.
All right. Keep now, in my cart, I have a box of Bounce dryer sheets.
Oh, those are.
Oh, no. 60 count, though. I'm not going for the 180 count. I'm going for the smaller box, the 60 count.
Okay.
I've got them in my cart for $1.50.
Oh.
Is that too high or too low?
Come on. Don't screw this up, Bailey.
Too low.
That's correct. Sure. Yeah, congratulations. Okay, yeah, all right, you got that one.
Does anybody, by the way, can we pause? Does everybody, do you guys do the mega sheets?
Oh, I don't. Those are the big ones,
they're
right?
They're supposedly three sheets in one or whatever. Nobody else does
this?
I just
throw two in there at a time.
Oh, the mega sheets are, it's like throwing a blanket, a bounce on in there. All right, final.
Those are expensive.
Final one, go ahead, sorry.
All right, Bailey, last one. I've got 8 ounces of hard salami. That is sliced from Oscar
Why
Mayer.
Why did you pick that?
Hard salami? I like hard salami.
Oh,
that's
my.
Something that I buy at Kroger. Anyway, it's sliced. 8 ounces of hard salami. I've got it priced at $9.89. Is that too high or too low? It's 8 ounces.
All right, here we go. Theme music.
That's too high.
That's you are exactly correct. Right. Very good.
What is the actual retail price of Kat's hard salami?
Retail price. It's on sale this week for $7.99.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay! Bailey, you're going to the Price is Right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can tell everybody you won on a
high-low game.
Hard salami. Jeez, the piece of all the things you could pick.
I love hard salami.
I know. Now I'm going to... Every 14-year-old's laughing in the car. All right, Bailey, go ahead and stay on hold. Kat will walk through all the information here behind the scenes on how you can pick up your tickets to Price is Right. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Yesterday we had a music meeting, and Kat said that she had a new song she'd like to propose.
Oh, yes. You know how I love Pitbull. And one of my favorite guilty pleasures is playing Pitbull loud and proud in my car. And he has a new album out. He just dropped. And Dolly Parton, he did something with Dolly Parton. And I wanted to just share it with management here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And you were included on the email because I wanted to loop you in on some of the things.
You ran this all the way up the food chain to get this song
to our
play.
Consultant. Yeah.
It ran all the way up. And
am I crazy for thinking this? Like, am I crazy for thinking that Pitbull and Dolly Parton can collaborate together and come up with, like, musical bliss?
Well, it's a reimagining of the hit song 9 to 5, which is a great, great song.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. But Kat heard this. It's called Powerful Women.
Mm-hmm.
And Kat said, we need to be all over this song.
No, I didn't quite say that.
What did you say?
I just predicted that this is something that is in the works and that soon... I think all radio stations across the country are going to start playing this song.
Okay, that's where you fell off the edge of delusion.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm not going to, I'm just going to play it. At some point, Dolly Parton does rap, although I don't know if we'll play enough of the song to get to that part.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton.
Well, hey!
And this is dedicated to I'm a powerful woman. Working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs, survive. I'm a powerful woman. No man at home, raising all the kids alone. I'm a powerful woman. Y'all deserve a throne. Keep your head up and stay strong. I'm a powerful woman. No matter what, never give up. I remember working hard with my mom. You name it, she did it. You name it, she sold it. You name it, she cleaned it. You name it, she owed it. She had to provide. We had to survive. So you name it, she stole it. Our whole life was layaway. Pay, 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 but the bills never went away. Put your hands to the sky. This goes out to the women working hard 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, baby. Getting by. No taking and no giving, baby. Use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
For service and devotion.
Okay, now, coming up in a little bit, she's going to rap, just a little bit.
It's got a niche place, but it's probably not going to find its way to mass appeal.
Well, I don't know. We are craving something upbeat and fun, and it is familiar, and it's Dolly. It is Dolly.
Dolly.
Mama worked hard her entire life. She had 12 kids at 35. Ooh. Working 24-7, 365. Working 5 to 9 and 9 to 5. They let your dreams just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. You got dreams, you never.
Okay. I love Dolly. Right. I do. And I definitely love Pitbull. Like, it is my jam. But maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. It is not for us.
Well, I'm not saying it can be for you. I just don't think it'll find mass appeal. The fact that you were like, guys, this is
that,
it.
This is it.
We have found the golden nugget. This is the golden ticket. I don't know that's going to happen.
No? All right. Well.
If this song gets in the top 10.
You mean on the charts?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you owe me?
It'll never happen, but I don't know. Whatever you want.
I know, it's funny.
It's Andy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. So, I don't know how many of you relate to this story or not, but I mentioned it earlier in the show today that I was having trouble, or I was annoyed by my coffee maker, my Keurig coffee maker that I have personally in my house. Many of you have these pod coffee makers. And the descale light came on, which one would only assume is some interior gunk or grime that they assume is built up based on the number of coffees you've made. And so I followed the directions, being the good homeowner that I am.
Uh-huh.
And I said, look, I am going to clean you, coffee maker. You take care of me. I'm going to take care of you. So I follow several YouTube instructions. I put in the little magic solution that Keurig sells you for way, way too much money.
They say you're not supposed to use that anyway. I mean, I know they make it, but just, you know, vinegar, white vinegar and a little bit of water will help anyway.
So I follow the directions. I go, look, there's this, there's that. I pour it in. Then I do a bunch of rinse solutions. They say do 12 rinse solutions.
12?
12 rinse solutions to pump all of that stuff through.
Huh.
Anyway, 48 rinse cycles later, where I'm just brewing hot water that does nothing, I still have a descale light that is on.
And you've tried everything. You've tried holding these two buttons they down at the same time.
Yeah, hold the 6 ounce and the 12 ounce. Hold the 8 and the 10. Hold them, count to 3, tap your toes, and find your fairy godmother. None of these things reset this light. And so they finally said, unplug it.
Okay.
I kid you not, this YouTube video exists. Blow on the cord.
That's
like it's a 1980s Nintendo cartridge.
Right.
And then put it back in the socket, and your light will go away. I'm here to tell you. Yeah, I blew on the cord. Stupid. Nothing changed.
Shocker. Shocker.
I am this close, and I do have a number of listeners who have wrote in this morning, because I'm this close to taking electrical tape like we would in our 1985 VHS with the blinking 12.
Oh, yes.
And just taping over it.
So that you don't have to see it blink anymore?
You don't have to see it mocking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it disrespects me, you know, and I've tried everything to get rid of it. I am close to either putting tape over it or, as one listener points it out, throw it away. Life is too short.
Just get a new.
It's a part of a disaster plan, part of an evil plan that Keurig has to sell more coffee makers, that you'll buy a new one, the light will be unable for you to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like Apple, right? Your battery life eventually dies.
Yeah.
You go buy a new phone.
Right.
That company moves on. Next thing you know, I'm going to be 12 coffee makers a year.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Why don't you bring it in here and maybe I can fix it for you?
No.
Bring
no.
your coffee maker no. in here tomorrow.
It didn't declare war on you, Kat.
I know.
It declared war on me.
But I sense a challenge here. So I'm up for that challenge of making your life better. I mean, honestly, you make my life better every single day.
That's right.
You give me life advice, I choose to ignore most of the time.
And then the same mistake repeats itself.
Yeah, that's a little bit true. But why don't you let me help you make your life better?
No,
I will fix your coffee maker for you. Then I want props afterwards.
That light is a middle finger to me each and every day.
It is.
Some listener said she had to put the solution in five times before the.
Oh, maybe light. You're not putting enough solution through.
Oh my gosh! You know how many times you got to clean this thing? Jeez.